joined by Cave's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-0 win over Godalming. Alan, after Monday we were safe. How much of today's performance was down to playing with no pressure?
No, I did put pressure on the lads. We did get them in at 12 o'clock again for pre-match. We did see how important it is to actually express ourselves. I wanted to win a game today, just like I do next week. And people are still playing for their futures. We can't let the supporters who have had a hard time all season and been beaten up a bit this season. I'm delighted for them today, to be honest. That game there and that scoreline was for the supporters because they've had a hard time all year and it's just nice to give them something to smile about. So I'm delighted for them. But pressure, yeah, we'll be pressure next week. We're playing against the champions elect next week. And I want to win all games. They'll get a new me. I want to win every single game. And that's what we plan to do next year.
We spoke last week. Bobby Traynor might not have meant his goal last week, but he certainly meant his one today. It was a great finish.
Good finish, and as soon as he went clean through, I knew he'd score. And he had confidence in him, and he gives a bit of a roast in himself. He's not very happy getting dragged off because he wants to win the Golden Boot, and I think I've got to agree with the lad, you know. And he's phenomenal goal scoring, and his record speaks for itself, and he'll score 30 goals next year, I think, to be honest.
You gave Joe Parris a debut in centre midfield. How do you think he did?
I thought he done well. I thought he controlled the ball well and he passed it at times well. I thought he tired near the end. But for his first game, I thought he done well, yeah.
Another clean sheet today. All right, it was only Godalming and Leatherhead on Monday, but you must be pleased with that.
Yeah, definitely. We've had one against Moseley as well, and that's where you get your base from, keeping clean sheets, you do. And when you can play like the day and you can win games 4-0, that's fine. But when you've got to dig in and the ground's on very nice, that's when you come away with 1-0 wins. So I'm delighted, and I'm happy for Luke as well, because he's stuck to the task all season and he's got his rewards today.
David Shin capped another good performance with his first goal for the club. Do you think that was his best game in a Cave shirt?
Yeah, I think he's done well for a young lad as an old 17, 18-year-old kid. And I'll be trying to meet him next week and bend over backwards to keep him here next year. I think he's a smashing kid. I think he's done very well. His attitude's absolutely superb. And he's a good lad, so I'm delighted for him.
Sai Senko got a goal today. He looks strong up front with Bobby Traynor. What are the chances of seeing him back next season?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It's one of them where, again, I'll be sitting down with whoever is a working manager. Hopefully it's Smith who's there now. I'll be sitting down with them, and that'll be decided at the end of the season, obviously. But he seems happy, he seems keen to play for the club. And I thought he'd done okay. I wouldn't say his goal was a blockbuster, to be honest. But okay, no worries.
You said a few weeks ago that once we were safe you'd give youth a chance, and you threw Mark Watkins on at the end today. Are we going to see a few more youngsters the next couple of games, do you think?
Yeah, well, next week might be a little bit difficult because I don't want to put him in a pressure situation. I'm delighted for Mark and I'm delighted for Adrian Withers, who's worked very well with the youth team, and I just want to put a point across that the youngsters are the Kingston community, they've got a chance now. If they want to play for Cares from an early age and they come through the right way and they get coached the right way, you've got a chance. And I'm delighted for Mark. He might be one of the youngest players ever to wear a Cares shirt, and I'm delighted for him.
There's no sub-keeper on the bench again today, as there was on Monday. Is that the last we've seen of Windegaard, do you think?
I haven't spoken. He texted us before the Leatherhead game, saying he couldn't make it, and I haven't spoken to him since. So that's all,
The voting slips are out for Player of the Year today. Who do you think is a contender for that?
Since I've been in charge, Bobby Traynor, Wes Goggin and Speed has been great since I've been. But to be honest, I know if I had to have a manager as player myself, I would go for John Cook at this minute because I think he's given everything, and he's playing different positions. I don't like centre forwards anyway. I never have. I don't like Bobby very much, to be honest. I like proper defenders and proper people who can give it a gun, so I'll probably go for John Cook.